Back in the day when my girls were born, it was not easy to share photos and videos with loved ones, but you have a fantastic option available, the Family Album app. The Family Album app was created in 2015 and has operated in the long term to give parents a secure and easy way to share photos and videos with loved ones. It's a totally secure personal haven for your family's memories. I love that there's no third-party ads, no unwanted eyes. Now let me share some of the great features that make the Family Album app a go-to app. First off, the app automatically sorts photos and videos by month, allowing you to swipe back in time and see how your child has grown. No more scrolling through endless feeds or searching through folders. Another cool feature about the Family Album app is you can order 8 free photo prints every month to be delivered to your home. It's really nice to have some tangible pictures to hold onto or share to document each month of your baby's life. Plus, the Family Album app has unlimited storage and it is totally free. Yes, you heard that right. No more worrying about running out of space or being bombarded by ads when you're just trying to relive those heartwarming moments. So if you are still trying to use other messaging apps for your kids' photos, it is time to level up your family photo game with a free photo sharing app. Head over to the App Store today, search Family Album, it's all one word, download the app, and start creating a legacy of love one photo at a time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to 2022. I cannot believe it, but this podcast is celebrating 3 years. Welcome to the All About Pregnancy and Birth podcast. I'm Dr. Nicole Calloway Rankins, a board-certified OBGYN who's been in practice for nearly 15 years. I've had the privilege of helping over 1,000 babies into this world, and I'm here to help you be calm, confident, and empowered to have a beautiful pregnancy and birth. Quick note, this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for medical advice. Check out the full disclaimer at drnicolerankins.com/disclaimer. Now let's get to it. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. This is episode number 144. As always, thank you for being here with me today. Well, first off, welcome to 2022. I took a much needed break at the end of last year, and I'm feeling mostly ready to head into 2022. Honestly, I'm not completely ready. I wouldn't mind a little more time off, but I definitely feel better. My mind feels clearer, and I am excited about what 2022 will bring. The last 2 years, of course, have been crazy, and like everyone else, I was hoping that by this point, we'd be out of the S show that is COVID. I am so over it, but I do remain hopeful that with more widespread vaccination and hopefully the virus mutating into forms that are not as dangerous, we will get to a new normal in 2022. I don't think things will ever be quite the same, or at least for a while, they won't be quite the same, but I do have hope that we can get back to a bit more normalcy. And speaking of normalcy, one of the most important parts, as I mentioned, is vaccination. And all pregnant folks should be vaccinated and boosted with either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. The vaccine really saves lives. All right. Now, just on a personal note, I have a couple themes for 2022 that I'm going to share for you. Actually, three. So my three themes for 2022, one of them is ease. And this was actually one of my themes for last year, but I still need to work on it. So I'm carrying it into 2022 as well. And it's just really about realizing that ease is what I make things and how I control my responses to life events. I cannot control things that happen around me. What I can control, however, is my response to things. And I don't have to make things complicated or difficult. I can choose ease in my life. So that's what I'm working on. And I am also working on space. And by space, that means being intentional about creating space for things that are important for me, like rest, like family time, like me time. I enjoy reading books. I'm focusing more on my physical and mental health. And I actually did pretty good with my physical health last year. I'm proud of myself. I started doing a lot of yoga. I do yoga through the Peloton app, and they do that year in review thing. And I was in the top 10% of people who do yoga on Peloton in terms of how many people use it. So I'm kind of proud of that. And then I also, at the end of the year, got a Peloton tread as a delayed birthday gift. And oh my goodness, I love that thing. So I'm working on increasing walking, getting to running on the Peloton tread. So creating space for things that are important to me. And then the final thing I'm working on is simplicity. And that's really related to my work through the podcast and social media. There's a lot of pressure and advice, even so to speak, when you have an online presence to constantly be doing something new or making videos, being on all the platforms, hopping on trends. And I'm gonna be honest, I ain't doing none of that. Okay. My North Star has always been providing holistic, evidence-based information to help you have the most beautiful pregnancy and birth. And I'm going to continue to do that, but I'm just going to make sure I keep in mind that I can do it in a way that works for me. And I don't have to worry about how people say I should show up online. I'm gonna just keep showing up as myself. So there's that. All right. So what are you working on for 2022? Send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. All right. Now, another thing that is happening in 2022 is my new and improved birth plan class. It is called Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. Making a birth plan the right way is not about a template or a form. That's actually the least important part. It's really a process where you understand that you have power in your birth and you know how to use it. And those typical templates and forms just will not cut it in terms of helping you understand how to approach your birth, how to make a birth plan in a way that's actually going to work to help you have the birth that you want. So you can check out this class at drnicolerankins.com/register. It is only $7. So do check that out today. You will not regret it. All right. Now, as I was saying at the top of the show, it is hard to believe, but this podcast has been around for 3 years. It was January of 2019 that the first two episodes were released. And here we are 3 years later. I have said this before, but I genuinely could never have predicted what this podcast would mean for me and what it would mean for you. I started this as a way to provide holistic, evidence-based information about pregnancy, especially from the perspective of a physician. There's a lot of information and misinformation and a lot of noise out there online about pregnancy and birth information. And I didn't feel like physicians were really in this space and meeting people where they were actually looking for information. And so that's why I created this podcast, in order to help be that evidence-based and balanced source of information about pregnancy and birth. And so many of you have written reviews or messaged me about how you have found this podcast and my work in general, including my childbirth education class, the birth preparation course. So useful and really life-changing for your pregnancy and for your birth. And this year, the podcast will cross 1 million downloads. That is crazy when I hear myself say that. Right now we're at about 898,000, somewhere around there. So we'll definitely cross 1 million downloads this year. And I haven't thought about something that I want to do special for crossing 1 million downloads. If you have any ideas, then let me know. But yes, we will reach 1 million downloads this year. And the popularity of the podcast has opened doors for me to reach and serve so many more folks beyond the podcast, including the birth preparation course, where we are now at about, 1,500 and 2,000 folks who have gone through that course as well. So I'm incredibly grateful for this platform, and in this episode, I'm celebrating by sharing some of the most downloaded episodes. So if you've listened to the podcast, you know that I have three general categories of episodes, one where I interview guest experts. I also do birth stories, and then I do solo episodes where I talk about topics. And so I'm going to let you know the top five most downloaded episodes in each of those categories: guest episodes, birth stories, and solo episodes. I was actually surprised at some of the episodes, and maybe you will be too. Now, to make it easy to listen to all 15 episodes, I have created a playlist in Spotify, and it's called the Best of the All About Pregnancy and Birth Podcast, where I put all of those episodes in that playlist. I will put the link to that Spotify playlist in the show notes for the episode. Now, if you want to listen to a particular episode, just so you know, some podcast players only go back a certain number of episodes, like a lot of them only will let you access the last 100 episodes of a podcast, but you can always listen to any of the episodes through my website, drnicolerankins.com/episodes, spelled out and then the number. So for this episode, it would be drnicolerankins.com/EPISODD144. So drnicolerankins.com/episode and the number, and you can get to any of the episodes. All right. So let's get into the top five episodes from each category. The first one is guest episodes, and we're going to start off with episode 69. And this was all about breastfeeding and breast milk with Laurel Wilson. Laurel owns Mother Journey. She also has a degree in maternal and child health. She has 26 years of experience as a lactation consultant and in perinatal health. She shares her knowledge at professional conferences on subjects ranging from hot topics in breastfeeding to epigenetics and the prenatal environment. In the episode, she breaks down some common obstacles parents face when breastfeeding, how you can find support with the issues, how to work through some of the common questions and concerns around breastfeeding, how you can start to prepare for breastfeeding while you are still pregnant, and some resources that you're going to want to have on hand. She also talks about how human milk is designed to nourish babies and their microbiomes. Our microbiome is the collection of bacteria and viruses that live in and on us that actually help support our health. We actually have 10 times as many bacteria in and on our bodies than we have human cells, and we work like together in order to support us. So she talks about the microbiome, skin to skin contact, but beyond the golden hour of birth. So just tons and tons of great information. Oh, including how we can support family choices about feeding their children, whatever that may be, and tips for going back to work while breastfeeding. So there is a reason why this is one of the most popular episodes, because there's a ton of information in it. So you can get that at drnicolerankins.com/episode69. Dr. Mom Butt Balm is a pediatrician-approved skin protectant free of dyes, preservatives, and zinc oxide. It was developed by a mom who is also a doctor when she couldn't find any traditional products that worked for her baby's persistent diaper rash. Diaper rash can be one of the worst experiences your little one has to go through, and keeping their delicate skin happy and healthy shouldn't require a spatula to apply thick, goopy treatments that can be just as irritating and uncomfortable as the diaper rash itself. Use just a small amount of Dr. Mom Butt Balm to help soothe your baby's skin and feel good about making the right choice. Dr. Mom is committed to providing an ultra-premium formula for moms who will not settle when it comes to their little ones. Help your baby feel better and get relief from irritating diaper rash with simple, quality ingredients, no artificial dyes or preservatives, so it's gentle on your baby's delicate skin. Head to Amazon.com or Walmart.com to grab Dr. Mom Butt Balm, because nothing comes between you and your baby, especially not diaper rash. Next up is episode 73, and that is why we need better preparation for the postpartum period with Dr. Christine Sterling. Christine is a fellow OBGYN, and I always love having fellow colleagues on who have similar views and approaches to pregnancy and birth as I do, and in her case, to the postpartum period. And she teaches parents about the postpartum period through online courses, through social media. She has a very active Instagram account. It's at Dr. Sterling OBGYN. And she talks about, you know, just tons of useful information about pregnancy, birth, and the postpartum period. And she got into this after experiencing her own postpartum struggles after the birth of her first baby. And she just realized that there needed to be so much more work with preparing parents for what happens after a baby arrives. So in this episode, we talk about the need to give yourself grace as a new parent, why our children don't need us to be perfect, and why we should normalize the strain a new baby can often put on intimate relationships. She shares her top tips for preparing for the postpartum period, why you should start thinking about this at the beginning of your pregnancy and not the end, and then mental health as well during pregnancy. She also gives one of the best tips for new parents that I have ever heard. So you're going to get a lot out of this conversation. That is episode 73, drnicolerankins.com/episode73. Okay. Next up is episode 89, which is making sure your dog and your new baby get along well. And this is with Michelle Stern of Pooch Parenting. I have to say, I was surprised that this episode was really, really so popular. It's not technically related to something specifically about pregnancy and birth. I just thought it was an interesting topic. Actually, most of the guests on the podcast are things that I am interested in myself and want to know about. And I just, you know, figured that you all would be too. So this is one of those. And so many people have found this episode helpful. I had no idea how many of you all have dogs and how many of you all felt like this information and episode was really, really useful for you. So this is one of those ones where I don't cover medical topics specifically. But again, it's about how to make sure your dog and your new baby get along. And Michelle is a mom. She's a certified dog behavior consultant and trainer. She's a former teacher. She was a teacher for 16 years. And she uses positive reinforcement-based methods for training your dog that's based on the science of animal learning and behavior. And she just loves, and I mean loves, to help families create a safe, loving, and thriving home for dogs and humans alike. So we talk about why you need to have a plan for bringing your baby home and introducing them to your dog. We talk about ways to prepare your dog for the baby's arrival, how to nip any potentially troublesome habits in the bud, and why it's important for you to protect your relationship with your dog even as your family changes. We also talk about dog breeds and what you should look for when you're considering adding a dog to your family. She is so knowledgeable and so passionate about what she does. You're going to love this episode. If you have a dog, that's episode 89, drnicolerankins.com/episode89. Okay, next up is episode 95, and that is on hypnobirthing, what it is, how it works, and who should try it. I'm actually not surprised this is a popular episode because folks definitely want to know, you know, this is one of those topics you hear about, and it's like, what is hypnobirthing? How does it work? And we talk about all of this in this episode, and this is with Carolyn O'Neill. Now, Carolyn has been a hypnobirthing instructor since 2012, and she combines that knowledge with her specialization in fertility, prenatal, and postpartum massage. She herself used hypnobirthing for her own 4 births, and she's passionate about helping other women do the same thing. And we really just cover the basics of what hypnobirthing is, how it works, some of the misconceptions about the practice. We talk about what makes hypnobirthing successful, why you really need to practice the techniques before birth, and how your partner can help you with this too. Really informative episode. Again, that is episode 95, drnicolerankins.com/episode95. Okay. And the final episode in the guest episodes is episode 94. And this is how prenatal yoga can improve your entire birth experience with Deb Flaschenberg. And this is the second episode that I've had on prenatal yoga. The first one was in episode 30, where I talked about the benefits of pre and postnatal yoga. So if you want to listen to that episode as well, that one's a great one too. But in this episode, I was joined by Deb Flaschenberg. She's the founder and director of the Prenatal Yoga Center in New York City. And she talked about her work and her practice. She's also a labor support doula, a Lamaze childbirth educator, and a mother of two. She talks about the philosophies that underpin her center for yoga and the support she provides. She discusses how yoga can create balance in the body during pregnancy and birth and how it can make labor and delivery smoother. Also, yoga can be important to helping manage pain and discomfort. We also talk a lot about bodily autonomy and how practicing prenatal yoga can help you get more comfortable advocating for yourself during your pregnancy and birth. So this is episode again, 94, episode 94, drnicolerankins.com/episode94 on prenatal yoga. All right. So switching gears, let's talk about the top five birth story episodes. Okay, first up, we have episode 99, Kara's birth story, working through a very long labor. And this one is a special episode for me because there is an appearance from yours truly. Yes. When she submitted her story to be on the show, I actually had no idea that she was in the Richmond, Virginia area like me and that I had been a part of her journey. So it was incredibly fun to catch up with her and hear about her pregnancy and birth from beginning to end, and not just the part where I was in it as well. So we talk about Kara's first pregnancy. For her, it wasn't too eventful, but she did learn some things about discomfort during prenatal cervical exams. We then go on to talk about her labor, why she wanted to labor at home as long as possible and avoid medical interventions, and then how she ended up laboring for more than 40 hours and why she eventually decided to get an epidural. And she also shares what it was like when she met me during her birth and how she was finally able to relax enough, get some sleep, and push her son into the world. And finally, we wrap up with talking about the postpartum period and how counseling helped her work through some off and on postpartum depression. So that is episode 99, drnicolerankins.com/episode99. Okay. Next up is Amber's birth story, having a beautiful birth. This is having a beautiful natural birth, I should say. This is episode 77. And by natural, we mean unmedicated. Now, Amber was also on the podcast in episode 55, where she talked about preparing for childbirth and how she was hoping it would all go. And then she came back and actually shared her experience of her birth. She is an occupational therapist who lives in Texas with her husband. And in this episode, we talk about why she decided to switch her provider again at 32 weeks and how she actually ended up going with a birth center instead of a hospital. I don't typically have folks on the podcast who talk about birth center birth because that's just not what I know. That's not, what I do. I focus on hospital birth. Not that there's anything wrong with birth center birth. It's a perfectly appropriate option for those who are good candidates, but I know, I teach what I know, which is hospital birth. But in this case, Amber ended up going with the birth center. So we talk about that. So we just walked through her birth center experience, how the midwife supported her through the whole process and what role her husband played bringing their son into the world. And we also talk about the postpartum period and things she did to help with struggles with breastfeeding and postpartum depression. So that is episode 77, Amber's birth story. Okay, next is episode 93, Brooke's birth story, an unmedicated hospital birth during COVID-19. COVID has definitely changed the way that folks give birth. So I've had a few stories where people talk about their experience giving birth during the pandemic, and it's like constantly changing. There's always something new or different. But in this case, Brooke shares her story. She's a clinical social worker and doula who lives in Hawaii with her husband and their two sons. And she actually had such a great experience during her first pregnancy and birth that she decided to become a doula and a perinatal mental health counselor so she can help other women have a wonderful experience as well. And we talked about how her pregnancy felt, why she asked her OB for a referral to a pelvic floor physical therapist, and why that was such a good decision for her care. We definitely underutilize pelvic floor physical therapists. She also talks about how she prepared herself mentally, physically, and spiritually for her birth, especially during the really strange and stressful time of being pregnant during a pandemic. And then finally, we touch on how she discussed her birth wishes with her doctor, including her flexible mindset about pregnancy and how she responded to changes and what she needed from moment to moment during her birth. Really beautiful birth story. Actually, they're all beautiful, but this is episode number 93, drnicolerankins.com/episode93. Okay, next we have episode 102, Kelsey's birth story, expecting the unexpected. I really, really appreciated Kelsey coming on and sharing her story because it's a vulnerable topic. She experienced a wide range of different things during her pregnancies and births. She talked about the stress that she had around her first pregnancy. It was a very wanted pregnancy that she ultimately terminated or ended because of a fatal genetic condition. And that was a really difficult choice and decision for her. And it was really brave of her to come on and talk about that. And then we go on and talk about how she got pregnant again pretty quickly after that and what that experience was like for her. She actually had trouble bonding with that pregnancy. And then add on top of that, she was pregnant during the COVID pandemic. She did ultimately have a lovely birth experience, but then experienced postpartum bleeding from a retained placenta, as well as trouble with breastfeeding from a rare condition called DMR, which is dysmorphic milk ejection reflex. And then after all that, she even had to evacuate with her family because of wildfires in her area when her daughter was only 2 months old. So as you can see, she went through a lot, but you will also learn how she managed everything with so much strength. I was really, really inspired by her story, and I know that you will be too. This is episode 102, Kelsey's birth story, drnicolerankins.com/episode102. Okay, and then the final birth story episode is episode 105, and it's Emily's birth story, Every Birth is Different. This one is where she talks about her completely unmedicated birth in a military hospital. She's actually a registered nurse and a military spouse living in Guam. She and her husband, Chris, have two babies, Liam and baby Adeline, whose birth story we heard in the episode. She's taking a break right now from full-term nursing and stays at home with her kiddos and soaks up the sunny Pacific. And she and her family enjoy hiking, traveling well before the pandemic, and just spending time at the beach. And in this episode, she shares how different her two births were, her experience with postpartum preeclampsia, which was actually pretty scary, and then also the excellent care she received in a military hospital, which can be a little bit different. So that is episode 105, Emily's birth story, drnicolerankins.com/episode105. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. Using the latest in breast milk science, ByHeart created a clinically proven, easy-to-digest infant formula that's made with organic, grass-fed whole milk, certified clean ingredients, and features a patented protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their blend includes the most abundant protein found in breast milk, alpha-lac, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. In addition to its patented protein blend, their formula includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey to casein ratio, like in early breast milk, which is tailor-made for a newborn's digestive system and makes it an easy-to-digest formula. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code Dr. Nicole for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. All right, so let's finish up with the top five solo episodes. These are episodes where it's just me at the mic. And the first one is episode 97, 15 Things You Need to Know Before Giving Birth. And this was actually an update to the very first episode of the podcast. The very first episode of the podcast was 9 things you need to know before giving birth. So I updated it to 15. And I updated it because I have learned so much professionally and personally over the podcast. So I added a few things to it. And all of those things, of course, still very, very relevant today. One of the things that I talk about for sure in that the 9 things episode and the 15 things episode, and one thing that I know even more so today, and I'm even more insistent about today, is that every birthing person and their support partners should invest in childbirth education. When you are giving birth in a U.S. hospital, you are giving birth in a system that at its foundation is a patriarchal approach to birth that too often takes away power and control from women over what happens in their own bodies. And the system is also racist for some. And you cannot control all of the things that happen to you within that system, but you absolutely can control how prepared you are going into your birth. And that is where childbirth education is so, so crucial. And where I have learned so much through this podcast and this work and the messages and things that people send me and the experiences that people share with me is that childbirth education is so critical. Now, it does not guarantee a perfect outcome or a perfect experience if there's such a thing. Nothing can provide any guarantees about birth. But again, if you go in as prepared and ready to advocate for yourself and the things that are important to you, both during your pregnancy and your birth, that is what childbirth education is going to do for you. Of course, I have an amazing option called the Birth Preparation Course, and hundreds of folks have found it useful. It's drnicolerankins.com/enroll. It's incredibly valuable for all of the things that you get inside of the course and the community that comes with the course. So do check that out, drnicolerankins.com/enroll, to become a part of the birth preparation course. But I believe so strongly in childbirth education. Even if you don't join the birth preparation course, please join something, do something. It is too important for you to miss. And keep in mind that it's not something that's overwhelming. It doesn't have to be like, you know, something that you spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on. Like my course, for example, all of it, including the bonus material, is roughly about 10 hours. So it's not like anything that's going to take a ton of your time, but it's going to provide so many benefits on the back end for your birth experience. Even if you already feel good about where you are with your knowledge and information, it's just really important to have that reinforcement. So I'm going to get off my soapbox now about childbirth education. But again, you can check out the birth preparation course, drnicolerankins.com/enroll. And you can check out that episode, 15 Things You Need to Know Before Giving Birth. That's episode 97, drnicolerankins.com/episode97. All right. Next, we have episode 70, labor induction, what to know and what questions to ask. I am not surprised at all about this one because I've had tons of people ask me about labor induction. So in this episode, you'll learn about the common medical and non-medical reasons for inducing labor, the process of being induced, what you can expect from the different methods, the medications that can be used, some questions that you can ask, and actually you should ask, and your doctor should be able to answer if they are suggesting a labor induction. And I talk about the research on inductions, and the whole 39-week induction. So definitely check out this episode, drnicolerankins.com/episode70, if you want to learn more about labor induction. And I also go an even deeper dive inside the birth preparation course on labor induction as well. Okay, now the next one surprised me. This is episode number 2. Yes, way back when, episode number 2. And this is giving birth without medication in the hospital. And honestly, I was surprised because this episode, again, it's like you can't even necessarily access it unless you go back and look for it, because it's been, you know, almost three, well, it's been 3 years. I released this episode one, episode two at the same time in January. So I was really surprised that this one is still so popular, but I can understand why, because lots of folks want to give birth without medication. So in this episode, I talk about why I don't use the term natural birth, because really all birth is natural. So I talk about unmedicated birth, and then some things to consider if you want an unmedicated birth, like why you want to do it. Are you prepared? Because you really need to be prepared for having an unmedicated birth. There's some folks who can walk in, I should say a minority of folks, a small amount of folks who can walk in and have an unmedicated birth without any preparation, but most folks will need some preparation. So you are going to learn in this episode 9 things you need to know if you want an unmedicated hospital birth. So that's episode 2, drnicolerankins.com/episode 2. Okay. Last two episodes, episode 90, perineal tears, risk factors, prevention, and healing. So in this episode, you learn about the risk factors for perineal tears. And perineal tears are the tears that can happen after you have a baby. So actually, you don't just learn about risk factors. You learn about the risk factors that can increase your chances. You learn about strategies to prevent perineal tears, like warm compresses, like perineal massage, and then how having a tear can affect your future pregnancies. So you'll learn about the different types of lacerations, how common they are, what healing can look like, especially for those more severe third and fourth degree tears, since those are more complicated. And I talk about some of the things like incontinence that can potentially happen after more severe perineal tears. So this is a great episode. Again, that's episode 90, perineal tears, risk factors, prevention, and healing, drnicolerankins.com/episode 90. And then the final solo episode, and this is one that surprised me because actually it is not one that I felt very good about when I recorded it at the time. So this is episode 42, rather, episode 42, proper nutrition during pregnancy. And this was part of a 3-part series that I did related to weight during pregnancy. And this one, I talked about nutrition during pregnancy. And I didn't feel that great about it because, to be honest, like, we don't get a lot of training about nutrition during pregnancy. So we don't get any, really, to be honest with you. So I had to do a lot of like reading and research, and it took me a lot of research to put this episode together, and I didn't feel particularly strong about it, but apparently it resonates with folks. So in the episode, you learn practical information and advice on how you can best optimize your health during pregnancy with proper nutrition. I talk about macronutrients, micronutrients, information about food safety so you can avoid foodborne illnesses. And then I debunk some myths that you hear in relation to nutrition during pregnancy. So obviously lots of folks found it helpful, even if I didn't feel great about it. That is episode 42, proper nutrition in pregnancy, drnicolerankins.com/episode 42. Okay. So just to recap, the top 5 episodes in each category of the types of podcast episodes that I do. Top 5 guest episodes are episode 69, all about pregnancy and breast milk with Laura Wilson. Episode 73, why we need better preparation for the postpartum period with Dr. Christine Sterling. Episode 89, making sure your dog and your new baby get along well with Michelle Stern of Pooch Parenting. Episode 95, hypnobirthing, what it is, how it works, and who should try it. Episode 94, how prenatal yoga can improve your entire birth experience with Deb Flaschenberg. For birth stories, top 5 episodes are episode 99, Kara's birth story, working through a very long labor. Episode 77, Amber's birth story, having a beautiful natural birth. Episode 93, Brooke's birth story, an unmedicated hospital birth during COVID-19. Episode 102, Kelsey's birth story, expecting the unexpected. And episode 105, Emily's birth story, every birth is different. And then finally, the solo episodes. Episode 97, 15 things you need to know before giving birth. Episode 70, labor induction, what to know, what questions to ask. Episode 2, Giving Birth Without Medication in the Hospital. Episode 90, Perineal Tears, Risk Factors, Prevention and Healing. And then episode 42, Proper Nutrition During Pregnancy. Now, in order to grab the entire list, if you want to binge listen to all 15 episodes, you can grab that list in Spotify. It's called the Best of the All About Pregnancy and Birth Podcast. That's the name of the playlist. I will link to that in the show notes. All right, so there you have it. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to podcasts, because even though these are the top five episodes in each category, all the episodes are great. You don't want to miss any. So subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to me right now. And if you feel so inclined, I really appreciate you leaving an honest review in Apple Podcast in particular. I love to know what you hear about the show. And don't forget to check out my new class, Make a Birth Plan the Right Way. That is drnicolerankins.com/register. The class is just $7 and you have lifetime access to it. So do check that out. Check that out. drnicolerankins.com/register. And also don't forget to DM me about what your goals are for 2022. I'm curious to hear. You can DM me on Instagram where I'm there at Dr. Nicole Rankins. All right. So that is it for this episode. Do come on back next week. And remember, you deserve a beautiful pregnancy and birth.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.